No matter how long you stare at them, they are not going to go away. Rudy!
I hate Brussels sprouts.
You haven't even tasted them yet.
I don't like the way they look.
Are you going dancing with me tonight or what?
Yes.
You going dressed like that?
Are you going dressed like that?
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm almost dressed. All I need is a shirt and a tie. You're the one who has to go through urban renewal.
Don't worry, I'll be ready.
Look, Ralph and Marie are coming here tonight.
I will be ready.
Okay, because tonight I'm going dancing with my wife. Hey, I was born way before whipped cream. They invented the spotlight for me.
Well, I don't mean to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
But, honey, you cannot dance. Cliff, this is you, okay?
Yeah.
And this is not my idea of great dancing. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I look like.
That's exactly what you look
well,
like.
Well, why is it that people stop, stand back, and watch?
Because you're also doing this.
But I am a good dancer.
No, you cannot dance. Dancing with you is like a professional wrestling match. It is grab, snatch, jerk, fling. I'm flying across the dance floor.
No.
I better get dressed. Mrs. Davis will be here at any moment. Cliff, don't let Rudy get up from that table till she's cleaned her plate.
I'm not eating them.
All right. Then just sit here.
For how long?
For how long? Until you eat them. All I can say is I remember a little girl, and she wouldn't eat her vegetables, and the parents said, well, you're just going to sit there until you eat them. And she saw her friends growing up. People were going to college. She was still sitting there in the same clothes she had on when she was 5 years old. Now, are you going to eat them?
No.
All right, then just sit there, all right? And don't try to hide them. Because if you try to hide them, I'm coming back and I'm going to check
my
teeth. Right.
Hi. Hi, Theo. Can I please borrow $15?
From whom?
You.
Hey, I work hard for my money.
You don't work, you get an allowance.
Getting an allowance from Dad is hard work.
Theo, I'm desperate. The Walking Lemons are having a concert and I want to get tickets.
I thought they were sold out.
Well, they added another performance. So tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, but people are getting online tonight.
Denise, Mom and Dad are not going to let you sleep outside on the sidewalk overnight.
Yeah, but I got a plan. I'm going to get them together, present my case, and when Dad says no, I'm just going to bring up that time he slept outside Yankee Stadium to get World Series tickets.
It was Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.
Theo, please, can I have the $15?
Hey, if Dad says yes, I'll give you $500.
You don't have $500.
Do I look worried?
Hey, Dad is gonna say yes. He's gonna go for it. You'll see.
Hey.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Denise.
Gosh, you look great.
Well, thank you.
In fact, I don't think I've seen you look better.
What do you want?
I'll just wait for Mom.
Is that big, huh?
No, it's not that big. It's just easier to ask the two of you together.
Mm-hmm. And you're expecting me to say no.
That's not true.
Come here, Denise.
Me?
Yes, dear. Stay right there. Huxtable Residence, this is Dr. Huxtable. Hi, Mr. Davis. Really? You don't feel well at all, huh? No, it's all right. I can get another babysitter. Don't worry. You get yourself down and force fluids, because this thing's going around. All right. Don't worry. I'll get another babysitter. Bye-bye.
Don't look at me.
Okay.
Daddy! Daddy, I have plans. I can't babysit tonight.
Well... Your mother and I have plans. It's either you or us, and I know it isn't us.
How about Theo?
Do you think that Theo could do this?
I think he'd be terrific.
You lie.
I'm serious. I think he would be really good.
Are you willing to take the responsibility if he doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay, what have I got to lose? A house? A couple of kids?
Hey.
Come in. Hey, Dad.
All right, son.
I don't know what it is, Dad. But I can't throw it away until I find out. What did I do now?
Mrs. Davis.
Mrs. Davis?
Yes, Mrs. Davis cannot babysit tonight. Your sister has plans. So you're next in line.
Me?
Yes, congratulations.
Dad!
Huh?
I can't.
Why?
It's a girl's job.
It's a girl's job?
Hey, nobody ever asked Denise to shovel the sidewalk.
Good point.
So I'm off the hook.
No. But the next snowstorm, Denise is shoveling.
Dad, I really think you're making a big mistake. I'm irresponsible.
It takes a big man to admit that he has a problem. It takes a big man to try to solve that problem. And I'm offering you that opportunity.
I guess I have to take it, don't I?
A big man would, if a bigger man was standing next to him.
Dad, uh-huh. I'll accept the challenge.
I'm proud of you.
How much does it pay?
Sit down, son. You know, son, a long, long time ago, 3-4 generations ago, parents didn't talk much to their children. Father would come in, look at his son sleeping around 4 o'clock in the morning, shake the boy and he'd say, "Boy, go out and plow the field now." And the boy would wipe his eye and say, "Yes, Pa." Go out and do it. And occasionally, a boy would say, "How much do I get paid, Pa?" And his pa would get the plow and run over his son. Those days are gone now, son. Because we've become more civilized, more sophisticated. But still inside of me, no matter how sophisticated I am, every once in a while, when I tell one of my children to do something and they ask me how much do they get paid, that thing sort of builds up again. When I tell you to do something, you ask me how much you're going to get paid, I think I'm going to buy a plow.
Yes, Paul.
All right!
Come on.
Well, no, Jeanette, I haven't asked my parents yet. Because I have to wait till I get them both together. Yeah. Oh, I gotta go. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Now, first responsibility, go in there and make Rudy eat the Brussels sprouts, okay?
No problem.
All right.
Then what should I do?
By that time, your mother and I'll be back from the dance. Denise, please, dear. Some time ago, you wanted to ask a question. What is it?
Oh, I wanted to ask you and Mom something.
Mom is upstairs getting dressed. We're going out. Now, what is it?
Daddy, you promise you'll be open-minded.
My mind is open.
Even if it's something that kids do today but didn't in your generation?
Even if it's something that kids do today, it's not in my generation. Open mind.
Okay, Daddy, I'd like permission to sleep away from home tonight.
Okay, you're going to sleep at a friend's house?
No.
You're going to sleep at a stranger's house?
No.
Where are you planning to sleep?
On 32nd Street.
32nd Street, huh? Where?
On 32nd Street itself.
Well, have you volunteered to be a pothole?
No, Daddy, see, the Walking Lemons are giving a concert.
Walking Lemons?
See, tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, and people are beginning to get online tonight. There are going to be millions of people there. I'm not going to do anything wrong.
I know, because you're not going.
When you were my age, you did something just like this.
Never.
What about the World Series?
What about the World Series?
What time you slept outside Connie Francis Stadium? What?
No! It's Connie Mack Stadium.
Well, this is the same thing.
But it's not the same thing.
Why not?
Because my father made me go. I wanted to listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, but you were glad that you had the experience, right?
We went to Connie Mack Stadium, stood in line behind maybe about 100 people, and the rain started to pour down and put a newspaper over my head. Water was coming down in drops this big. Look at my forehead. You can see where the ink... See where the ink has pressed in, and that's why on my forehead, can you still see it? That's why they call it headlines. And animals were lining up behind us two by two. It was terrible.
This really means a lot to me.
You're not going. I love you. You're not going.
You said you'd have an open mind.
32nd Street closed it up, Dad. We'll call the fire department.
But what if burglars break in?
Then Theo will unarm them.
Well, what if they know karate?
Then Theo will die. And you will take over.
Dad, I have a problem. Rudy won't eat her Brussels sprouts. What should I do?
Then you go in there and you eat one, show her that you're doing it, and then she'll eat one.
But I hate Brussels sprouts.
Well, then you have to outsmart her.
How?
Okay, tell her that she's the big bad wolf and the Brussels sprouts are the three little pigs.
Dad, she's not gonna fall for that one.
You did.
I'll give it a try.
Just do me one favor.
What's that?
When my friends come over, don't do that.
You have something to say about my dancing?
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing? Have you ever watched yourself dance?
Hey, you just don't appreciate how far dance has come.
How far dance has come. How far it's come? Well, you take a piece of cardboard box, throw it out on the sidewalk, spin on your head, your neck, your ears, and your throat, and then people throw money. You get people out there doing all that. You know, there was a comedian on television, Nipsey Russell, said in his day it was called having a fit.
Hello. Oh, hold on, please. It's for you.
Say you're sorry.
Sorry.
No, not at all. Hello. Hey, Pat, how you doing? Yeah, I have her chart down in my office. No, man, I'll run down there and get it, and I'll read it off to you. Okay? Fine. No problem. Thank you. Pardon me.
Stop.
What's up there?
Hey,
Jamie.
How's it going?
Oh, not too good. My dad won't let me go tonight. My mom won't let me go either.
Well, my parents almost killed me.
Yeah, me too.
So how are we supposed to get the tickets?
Well, everyone's giving their money to Lizard Bradshaw, and he's going to go buy them.
Ah.
So what are we going to do tonight?
Well, my parents are going out. We can hang out here if you want.
Hey, sounds
great.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Good idea. Listen, we got some new steps to show you.
Oh, great. Are they really fresh?
Absolutely.
I want to spring them on my dad. Do you have enough room here?
Not really.
Do you think he'd mind if we, like, move the furniture?
No. In fact, I'll get my brother to help.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. To pretend you're King Kong, and those are the Three Stooges.
No.
Theo, will you help me move the furniture?
How come?
Because my friends and I want to dance.
Oh, boy, can I watch?
Only if you eat your Brussels sprouts.
Some of her young friends over to tear our house up.
Hey, we weren't too bad, were we, Daddy?
Not bad, but you want to see some real dancing. Ralph and Marie, why don't you show them your stuff? You want us to dance?
Claire, what is going on?
Now, I don't know. I just got here myself.
No, I just want to show them how the old folks can do it.
Well, that's why I love coming here. You never know what's going to happen.
Ha ha ha!
show is taped in front of a live studio audience.